Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Brokerages seem to be turning bullish on Indian stocks, buoyed by stronger earnings visibility, supportive policy, and easing valuations. HSBC, Jefferies Group, Motilal Oswal Securities, MK Research, Prabhudas Lilladher, Kotak Institutional Equities, and Antique Broking have all issued bullish notes to clients, projecting a turnaround in market sentiment over the coming quarters, reports Ravindra Sonavane. Yet Indian stocks seem to be in a bit of a funk right now. The Sensex ended its fifth straight losing day on Thursday, the longest in more than 6 months, driven by fund outflows, a weak rupee, and H-1B visa fee hike concerns. Meanwhile, in an interview with Money Control's N. Mahalakshmi, investor Adrian Mowat said China will outperform India for the balance of 2025 as India faces punitive US tariffs and a clampdown on H-1B visas. Watch the full interview here. From markets to mega deals, Warburg Pincus is collaborating with Sunil Mittal to acquire a 49% stake in Hire India, valuing the firm at around $2 billion, according to Debashis Chakki. To fund the stake purchase, Warburg is looking to raise 4,000 crore rupees in debt, with a formal announcement expected soon. Hire will retain 49% and employees of Hire India will own the remaining 2%. Meanwhile, in a story that could be a Bollywood thriller, Seacoast Shipping Services promoters claimed funds were diverted from a rights issue to pay ransom following the kidnapping of a promoter's son, reports Brajesh Kumar. However, Sabia isn't buying any of it, and in a September 24th order, the regulator alleged that the company diverted crores of rupees, fabricated accounts, and misled investors for years. All eyes are on the RBI's monetary policy meeting next week. A Money Control poll of economists shows that the rate-setting panel is likely to hold rates, drawing support from robust economic growth and GST reforms, reports Manish M. Suvana. The RBI might revise its inflation projections, given the August retail inflation rate of 2.07%. The Monetary Policy Panel, which meets from September 29th to October 1st, has already cut the repo rate by a percentage point since February. Meghna Mittal reports that securities transaction tax mop-up stands flat at 26,300 crore rupees from a year earlier, with experts doubting the achievability of the government's 78,000 crore rupee target without a significant boost in market volumes. With only a third of the annual target achieved, positive investor sentiment will be key to meeting the ambitious target. Meanwhile, India is trailing its South Asian neighbors in US family visas, though it's still ahead on the investor visa route, according to an analysis by Ishan Gera. Bangladesh and Pakistan have edged past India in spousal and family categories, with India securing 3,828 family preference visas compared to Bangladesh's 3,887 in the first 5 months of 2025. Meanwhile, Vietnam has moved ahead of India on the investor route, with 547 investor approvals in 2025 compared to India's 292. Festive cheer and tax cuts are lifting consumer spending. Aishwarya Nair, Padmini Dhruvraj, and Danish Khan report that retailers are reporting strong growth in sales of TVs and dishwashers. Industry executives say that this festival will be one of the most promising in recent years for the consumer electronics and home appliances companies, as families are spending more and upgrading at a faster pace. And finally, Indian students looking to study overseas are carefully recalibrating their strategies amid a crackdown on immigration in the US, reports Hiral Thanawala. Many are considering Canada, the UK, and Australia as friendlier options, while some are choosing to defer their admissions in US colleges by a year. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.